So a big thank you to Helen Armstrong-Bland and Tom Armstrong for taking part in the Listening Project and for that conversation. And I'm delighted to say that Helen joins us now on the phone. Hi, Helen.
Hello.
Did that bring back good or bad memories? How do you feel now?
I don't know. I feel quite emotional, actually. I haven't really listened to it. I only listened to it sort of when it went out and then once more. So to hear it again, particularly, you know, seeing as it's a year on, brought quite a lot of feelings back.
Brings it straight back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel the conversation? Did the conversation make a difference? Did it help?
Absolutely. I mean, Linda will tell you when she first contacted us. We were both a little bit unsure, obviously, because of, you know, we had to deal with a lot of press and just handling that in itself was quite something. But, you know, she sort of got back in contact with us and said, well, it's up to you. And I discussed it with Tom. We felt that the whole idea, the whole notion of the Listening Project, where it's an archival thing, on you know, it's two levels, isn't it, that it's good on that level, and then it would be good for us to talk about things.
A very public way, though. Why did you choose to have the conversation that way?
I just felt that the opportunity came to us. It's not something that I thought, or, you know, it wasn't my decision to do it that way, I suppose, initially. And I think sometimes you can't always talk about things. It becomes like the elephant in the room. And you're sort of pussyfooting around each other. And to be given an opportunity to talk in a sort of a place that you don't know. And it sounds very strange that you don't feel like it's going out to the public. You're sort of sitting there in isolation, and you forget about all that.
You were very frank. You were, perhaps Tom was as well. Did you feel you both were more honest than you would have been in any other way?
Yes. Yeah. It's very ironic because you think, well, here we are being the most honest with each other and very frank, and yet... The realisation that, oh, actually, this is going to go out live and people can listen to it. But, you know, I hope we gained a lot from being so frank with each other. And you just hope that that conversation will make others think about their relationships and maybe things that they should have said or don't say.
And has it helped? How have things changed?
It helped tremendously. You know, I don't think we realised the impact of having that conversation, how it would help us both, particularly with Tom. He was very emotional all the way through and sort of found it quite tough to keep it together. And he felt that, it meant that he could sort of put things behind him a bit and move on, you know, and perhaps he wouldn't have been able to do that so well if we hadn't have just sort of had it out, so to speak.
And are you all settled now? Is he...
Yes.
He's not gone travelling again or anything?
No, not at the moment, you know, but if he wants to go travelling again, that's fine. Obviously, we won't end up in that situation because he knows come hella high water, he needs to contact his family. Things have really settled down. We're just sort of moving on with life. He's got a job and I started studying again. And ironically, I'm kind of like picking up on the Listening Project sort of theme for what I'm going to be doing in my artwork. So it's there with us now, really. It's become part and parcel of who we are.
It's become a big part of you. Linda's dying to chip in, aren't you, Linda?
Mm-hmm. I just want, and I've said this to Helen a number of times, but I just wanted to thank both of them, really, for kind of recognising what the project could do and for really getting on board with it, because I knew that when they both said yes, that if they did it, that it would make a difference. I knew sort of almost straight away when I met them both, but I don't think I realised how much of a difference it would make, to the point where, I don't know if you remember this, Helen, mm-hmm. but when Helen and Tom came into the studio, the chairs that they sit in before they go and record are kind of tilted towards each other so that people can sit close to one another, and they both pick their chairs up and move them so that they almost weren't looking at each other. They were so tense about doing it. And I normally talk to people for a while on the day before they record. And that didn't really happen so much with Tom and Helen, because I think they'd reached the point where they just needed to have that conversation. And afterwards,